The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, the Taoiseach is addressing the European Parliament in Strasbourg this morning, where he will set out the Irish government's priorities for the presidency of the EU. Aisling Maloney, journalist with the Irish Independent, joins me to talk us through all of the political stories of the day. Hello, Aisling.
Good morning, Claire.
So we have this happening in Strasbourg. He's expected to speak in the next few minutes, isn't he?
He's just reached the podium in the European Parliament Centre in Strasbourg and has just begun his speech, running a little bit behind, as these things often do. There was a lot of hand clapping, back slapping coming in there to the Parliament sitting area with the Irish MEPs out in force, of course, for Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach's address, and as well the head of the European Parliament, Roberta Metsola, and as well our Irish EU Commissioner Michael McGrath, which many will remember was formerly a high profile Fianna Fáil politician and cabinet minister up until very recently when he went to Europe. So that's the Taoiseach today kind of giving a speech as part of Ireland holding the EU presidency. So this is Ireland, it's a revolving 6 month holding of the Council of Europe, EU presidency, the presidency of the council. So essentially we hold it for the next 6 months. Cyprus held it last. Lithuania, I think, are going to hold it after us. And as part of that, you know, I suppose the leader of the country goes to the European Parliament and gives an address. And so the Taoiseach is expected and is at the moment, as we speak, Claire, speaking about all the priorities, I suppose, of the EU presidency. Now, it's not really a domestically set agenda. It is following a European agenda. So rather than it being in Ireland, I suppose, led 6 months, it is more so like Ireland are acting as a convener, and an honest broker is kind of the term they use for what is going to be discussed around European affairs for the next 6 months. So one of the things he's going to address this morning is around competitiveness. So there's big talk in Europe around making the union and the single market more competitive, removing bureaucracy, making things more streamlined, opening things up for innovation and allowing businesses to scale. So that's one thing that Ireland has set out as a priority. Another thing is security, particularly around, I suppose, obviously we have a war on Europe's doorsteps with Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, and Ukraine are one of the countries that are looking to enter the European Union, and the Taoiseach has been very vocal on wanting to progress both Ukraine and other countries like Moldova, for example, their I suppose application. You know, it's a very long process to get into the EU, so he wants to progress some of that in the next 6 months, and that would kind of come under the values piece as well, around how Europe, you know, wants to enlarge. They want to have people in the club, I suppose, and make it stronger union overall. Another thing that he's likely to hit on, and Roberta Metsola, the president of the European Parliament, just kind of hit on it there when she introduced him, was about the fact that the multi-annual budget, which is negotiated at EU level for EU spending, taking in from member countries and in other ways, and how they're going to spend that over the next number of years, and actually how much that budget will be. And there's a lot of consternation over that, the level of funding they're going to get or how much they are going to spend. It's about 1.7 trillion. There's calls from some countries for much less to be spent, and some other countries, of course, wanting to see expansion there. So he's hitting on that in his speech, kind of about how Ireland wants to progress that quite dramatically in the next 6 months, and just to make sure that the EU is prepared, I suppose, for the next 7 years, and also to avoid any influence by a new potential new far right French president on budget negotiations. So I think there's a political will within the European Union to get that kind of boxed off nearly by the end of the year, or certainly to have some questions around it very well answered before that potential could arise in the first half of next year.
Now, the government, the Irish government, remains under pressure over these concerns that exports from Ireland are being used in Russia's war effort against Ukraine. Is that going to feature today? I know Fianna Fáil MEPs are going to hold a meeting on the issue this morning.
So essentially, Claire, what's happening today is there's a motion before the European Parliament in Strasbourg. The MEPs are there today. They're voting on a myriad of things. But one thing they're voting on is around kind of Ukraine and accession and how Ukraine are getting on in their accession to the EU. And one of the, I suppose, motions around that is to ban a specific ban on the export of alumina to Russia. So alumina, people will know, there's a plant in Limerick called Ohanish Alumina, which creates alumina. It's now under investigation by the Irish government, essentially, after a report and investigation by the Irish Times and other in Europe about the fact that there is potential and there is evidence, I suppose, that alumina produced in the Limerick plant is actually ending up in weaponry used in Ukraine in a kind of a roundabout way, let's say it like that. It's not directly going to it, but there is evidence that there it's ending up there after, I suppose, a sequence of in the supply chain. And that's the concern. And that's what the Irish government, the Department of Enterprise, is doing an investigation at the moment. The Taoiseach saying that that's coming soon. But essentially what's happening today is, you know, just hours after the Taoiseach gives this address in the European Parliament, the Parliament are going to vote on this evening. So the Fine Gael MEPs are supporting this. Now, it's not a binding motion, so it's not actually going to do anything, but it does put pressure on the European Commission to include alumina in its next round of sanctions, which again, we know, like, there's already, I think there's been over 20 or 21 package of sanctions already. They're already looking, and one just came out very recently. They're already looking forward to the next package of sanctions. There's a lot of consternation around alumina, because if you sanction alumina, it is used in other places in Europe. So if you sanction something, are you hurting yourself more than you're hurting the enemy, in this case Russia? And so that's one thing that needs to be considered. But certainly from the Irish MEPs perspective, you've got the Fine Gael MEPs, and you also have Labour's Éadan O'Riordan, he's also, and the Sinn Féin MEPs. They're going to support this motion also to call for a specific ban on the export of alumina to Russia. And so the Fianna Fáil MEPs, as I understand it, are meeting to discuss this, whether they will support it or not. As far as I know, there hasn't been any news on that front. They're literally, a lot of them, sitting there listening to Micheál Martin at the moment. And of course, I'm sure there will be discussions with their party leader as well.
It's very politically sensitive, though, that one, isn't it, in Limerick?
Extremely, because, you know, in the Limerick plant, you have, I think it's over around 1,000 jobs exposed between those who are actually employed in the plant and those in the local area, maybe contractors who are, you know, working very extensively with Ohanish. So it's a very prickly question for the Irish government, because the Irish government have been very open in their support of Ukraine and very, I suppose, forthright in saying that they will do whatever is necessary. So then when the all eyes are on Ireland for this EU presidency, for this issue to rear its head, it's very awkward and a very sensitive issue. And I suppose for anybody voting on it, from, you know, as far as the maybe TDs in the Dáil or MEPs in the European Parliament voting on a motion like this, you'd have to understand that they would be weighing up that situation around jobs. But I suppose the big question is whether you put those jobs ahead of what's going on in Ukraine. We had President Zelensky, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, in Ireland last week, mm-hmm. and he, I suppose, had a very, very direct, comments about Ohanish Alumina. He's talked in his speech widely when he was addressing the crowd gathered at Dublin Castle about the fact that, I suppose, you know, that there are companies in Europe who are still supporting Russia, and that was seen to be looking at Ohanish Alumina. And I suppose in the press conference afterwards, he said that himself and Micheál Martin in their bilateral meeting talked about this extensively and had a very substantive, or talked about it very substantially. And so it is clearly an issue that's at the forefront of Volodymyr Zelensky's mind.
All right, and we'll see what emerges today. Aisling Maloney, journalist with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.